Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
KBSWR.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Got you in there. Thanks for checking in. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Romeo Hotel Bravo, stand by for the start of the net.
Good afternoon.
Delta 8,
17,
Romeo Hotel
100
Bravo,
hours.
Control station for the
Parker,
Michigan
Sunday.
Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
54 degrees.
Every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. Now, these are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OxCom in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra, November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango, Quebec Zulu, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, in and out. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. November 8, Hotel Echo Echo, in and out. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee. And Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Those stations need not check in again. Other stations for the net, please call. Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Go ahead with your comments, Max.
All right, Brett, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon to everybody on the net. Thank you to KD8RHB for taking that control this afternoon. Not too many things going on this week as far as OXCOM goes in the state and the region. We've got Wednesday evening as the FEMA Region 5 Rec League OXCOM subcommittee on Zoom, and on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock is the OXCOM work group. That's a monthly meeting. And that otherwise is everything as far as OXCOM goes that's on my calendar this week. Hope you all have a good week ahead. Weather's turning a little bit cooler again, a little bit wetter. Whatever the weather's going to do, it is going to do, I guess. Stay safe, dry, warm, healthy, and we'll catch you all later. This is KEH. You went back to that.
All right. Very good, Max. Thank you for your comments. All right. Let's see. We'll go ahead and I'll get started here in a second. Just real quick, for me, I got CERT meeting on Wednesday night, and then I have a District 5 800 test. Also, doing a few things maybe down at the EOC locally here. And also, I believe tomorrow is Veterans Day. And then that's about all I got for here. And we'll go ahead and get started at the top of the list. Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra.
This is KW5AS. I believe I'm at top of the list there. Let's see, not much going on here in Menominee County. Not much report. Yeah, it's the 49th anniversary of the sinking of Edmund Fitzgerald. But other than that, not much report. There's just not much going on here in town. It's gloomy, it's cold, and winter's coming, but nothing more to report as far as emergency communications. KW5AS.
All right, KW5AS, thanks for your comments, and thanks for checking in this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your night. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
Tommy Doe's in here. Nothing going on here. I got surgery tomorrow, but I don't want to talk about that. But hopefully I'll be here to talk to everybody next week. Everybody take care, and I'll be monitoring. And it'll be you.
All right, very good. I hope that goes well for you tomorrow. Next on the list, Kilo 8 from Juliet Bravo Delta, and then following that will be WBTQZ, and then I'll take a standby. Go ahead, Jim.
KD8RHB in the net. This is KBD. Name is Jim. I'm ETRO for Washtenaw County. Not much going on here radio-wise, particularly in terms of the county. I have been enjoying my new hex team on 20 and 17. That's get me back out to do some DX, and that works well for me here. Other than that, just enjoying the downtime between now and the holiday season. Always like a little bit to sort of catch up with what's happening and get a little rest in. My golden retriever, who is up here bugging me, tells me that it's time for dinner. People say dogs can't tell time, but boy, I tell you, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. He knows exactly what time it is, and I don't know how. Anyway, with that, thanks for running the net, Brett. KD8RHB, this is KJBD, back to net control.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. checking in, and that's awesome to hear you got a new hex beam. Have fun with that. All right, next on the list, then we'll do a standby, is a Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, good afternoon, Brett. Good afternoon, RTC. I'm going to have a few minutes from WPTC up here in Rocky City. Nothing to report on the area threat. Max and MITN doing pretty well. MITN really don't know as much difference from what it was. Max is doing quite well. I'm 40 meters at 10 o'clock Eastern. I hope that lasts. But no doubt, it's been a very interesting few years, and I don't think we're totally out of the clear woods yet. That's it from here. Back to you.
All right, very good, Mike. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, as always. All right, we'll take a quick standby. Anyone out there wishing to join us, here at the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call KD8RHB.
KD8RHB. This is Whiskey Delta 8 in the Juan Sierra Alpha. That's a good readable, Ken Kelly. Over.
All right, very good, Joe. WDUSA got you in there. Yeah, good readable on you for sure. Anyone else, please call KD8RHB.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron from Saginaw County.
All right, good copy on you too, Ron. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else, call KD8RHB. Okay, hearing none, we'll get back to the list. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
KD8RHB in the net. This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. And I guess this is our second meeting here after we've switched to standard time, so I hope everybody is good and used to that by now. And don't have a whole lot to add to the system here, but I'm hearing everybody good readable. And the noise on the band is down as we get into the winter months here, so very little in the way of static crashes or static problems like we've had all summer long. So back to that, NADSBE.
All right, NADSBE, thanks for checking in this afternoon. Thank you for your comment. Next, Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
KD8AY, just checking in for a little HF activity, test time rehabilitation SM deviation meter, an old East kit, IM4180, and it works. So I'm happy camper, back to FM digital as soon as I learn how to run it. This is KD8AY.
Very good. Thanks for checking in again this afternoon, and thank you for your comments. Next, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, Jeff.
Evening, Brett. Everybody in the net. Spent yesterday up in Upper Michigan there making a link, putting more microwave stuff up, so making more progress. Down to the farm with the boys, and going in on tractors right now, so.
Oh my gosh.
They're enjoying that, but always something going on, Brett. Back to you. Keep it up, Stubb here.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for everything you do, and same with Central Michigan Emergency Network. Appreciate everything. You guys really do a lot for local and the amateur radio in the state and everything, so appreciate it. All right, Regis 5, Uncom, Net Control Station, Whiskey Delta Uniform Sierra Alpha. Good with your comments.
Okay, they're good. Good enough. KD8RHB in Michigan, WDUSA, where, yeah, it was a good map. A lot of check-ins, that wasn't just a problem, was very good. There was a little doubling, not too bad, but I thought the bands were pretty doggone good. And I haven't calculated up the total number of check-ins, but it's got to be close to 100, so there was a lot of them. And too, so thank you for checking in. Well, let's see, we've got a county exercise on Wednesday, and I'll be involved in that on the Red Cross side. So we'll see what transpires there. Work is still in progress on the new radio room at the Red Cross building on Baltimore and Grand Rapids. Got another work party scheduled for that tomorrow, and work is progressing quite nicely. We're in the stage of all the power supplies are in. And the next steps are actually mounting the radios, and then basically a lot of finishing work, hiding coax cables and that kind of thing. But thank goodness it's all inside, so that's progressing quite nicely, and I can hardly wait to see the end of that project. We've been at that since early June, so I'm ready to get that done. But what are you going to do? You know, you just whack at it a little as you got time. So at any rate, Brett, nice to hear you and everybody else, and those that checked in on the internet, I correct those of you who checked in today. Thanks for doing it. Thank you, Brett. As always, thanks for running it, and we'll catch you over the next one.
Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, and good job today. All right, last on the list, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Go ahead, Ron.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor on ACRO for Saginaw County. Nothing going on at least this week. Our next Aries training will come up 1 week early. Normally it's the fourth Thursday of the month. It'll be the third Thursday, the 21st. We're going to have a presentation on Meshtastic. We've got several guys in Saginaw County that are experimenting with Meshtastic. I know the Central Michigan group has got a couple of nodes put up on the high-rise. It's got one out in Frankenmuth and one in Saginaw. We utilized that, the Saginaw one, during the exercise a couple of weekends ago. So that worked out. So we're going to be doing a presentation. Everyone is invited to attend. It's on Thursday night, the 21st, at 7 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport here in Saginaw. That's on the east side of Saginaw, just off of I-75. We'll have a basic introduction of it that I presented to the Saginaw Club several months ago. We'll go over that just to kind of introduce everything for people who haven't got any experience or not knowledge of it. We'll go over a little more advanced section, part two, and then we'll do a presentation on a build that I did for my home station here that's installed up on the roof. So we're trying to get a few more people interested in it, and exactly how it works and what it does and what it can do for you in cases of emergency and that. So that's what we've got coming up. This is KC8YVF, back to Matt.
All right, very good, Ron. That's really good stuff. Yeah, thanks for sharing the invite with the folks here, and appreciate it. Good job. This is KDRHB. Is there anyone else out there wishing to join us here at the Michigan Image Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. Any final comments for the net? Okay, hearing none, I want to thank everyone for checking in this afternoon, taking your time and joining us, and everyone be safe and enjoy your this upcoming week, and hope to hear you next week. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, returning this frequency back to normal amateur use. This net is closed out.
Thank you for being at control 73, and it'll be clear.
10. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint.